back with another episode of our very prestigious podcast. Riley, would you like to introduce this episode?
Hello and welcome back to the podcast with me, Riley, and your other co-host,
Alice.
We've got Alice on the podcast today, and we're talking about the 60s movies and about all the movies Disney.
What's happening with you?
All the Look, man, Disney, it just makes me so I don't know, man. These movies just make me so...
Okay, boys and girls. Riley clearly is not very good at this, so I will take on over. We are discussing today the 1960 animated feature films that Disney Animation Studios put out during the 1960s.
Yeah,
that's
what I meant to say. And today we're doing three movies. Today we're doing the three movies that they put out.
And those are, Riley, please give us a rundown.
101 Dalmatians, Woo! The Sword and the Stone, Woo! And the Jungle Book. Meh. All right. Well, we'll talk about it. All right.
We'll talk about it. All right, starting with 101 Dalmatians. That was the first one that came out in the 1960s.
Yes.
We'll give you the rundown, as you know already, because you are loyal listeners and you all know exactly how each episode goes. We give you our thoughts on the movies, and then we rate them, and then we put them all in a ranking. So, let's go ahead. Let's get into it, boys.
Yeah, so 101 Dalmatians. I remember watching this movie as a child, as a young lad, and I don't know. I don't remember it being like this. I remember really enjoying it and thinking of it as one of the classic staples, as one of the classic Disney movies. However, I was pleasantly surprised and pleasantly, you know, just...
Surprised?
Well... I was trying to think of a different word, but yeah, we'll go with surprised. I think
you were pleasantly surprised and pleasantly surprised.
Hey, just relax. Look, I liked this movie a lot, which was weird because most of the other movies that I had watched up to this point, I was like either eh or like this is awful. So
that's rude.
It's just my honest opinion.
It's rude to Cinderella. It's rude to Cinderella. That's it. It's rude to Cinderella,
and that was my opinion. So I think that 101 Dalmatians was pretty good. What did you think, Amanda?
I guess I also didn't... I don't think I watched it as a child. Maybe it was in front of me on the screen at one point during my life, but I don't really remember it. I remember there being Dalmatians. But that's because it's in the title, so I wouldn't give me props for remembering that. But no, I really like this movie. I actually did really enjoy it, which I thought I wasn't going to. Cruella is iconic.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go, like, iconic.
She's iconic. She's an icon.
She's...
And if she had gotten the code of Dalmatian fur... Even more iconic.
I don't know about iconic, but she's definitely a good villain.
Have you ever seen anyone with a coat of Dalmatian fur?
I mean, she doesn't have one either.
But she was going to try and get one. Well,
but that's just evil.
But exactly, have you ever seen someone have it? She was a trendsetter, and she was trying her best to set a new trend, but they just wouldn't because killing dogs is bad.
Don't want to... hear you defending dog murder.
This is a disclaimer. I do think killing dogs is bad.
Yeah, I'm just gonna point out to the record that Amanda is okay with
Alice.
Puppies dying. Alice is okay with puppies dying.
I am not okay with puppies dying. Please don't cancel me, please.
Alice is totally okay with puppy murder. And in the movie, they straight up... It's not like she can even, like, get out of this one because They straight up are like, we're going to skin these dogs. You bonk them on the head, and then I'll skin it.
I'll crack them open, and you'll skin them.
You skin them. So, yeah, Alice is okay with dog murder, and that's on the record.
I am not okay with dog murder. Please do not think that I am okay with dog murder. I like puppies. Puppies are great. Puppies and Dalmatian puppies are all beautiful and should not be skinned to make fur coats.
Multiple times. It would times, have been kind of cool. I don't remember being Cruella being this incredible. Cruella being this incredible villain, to be honest.
I think she's great.
I think she is a good villain.
She's so funny.
She's freaking evil, and you know that from the beginning.
And that is true. She's like one of the truly like evil, like, you know, they're bad.
Yeah.
Kind of villain that her and Maleficent, but the other villains in the other movies that we watch are just like kind of there.
I would disagree. I think you're disrespecting Captain Hook big time. But
but Captain Hook is not evil. He's evil.
He kills people.
He shoots
a man. Are you disregarding that man's life?
Yes.
That's rude.
Well, he had an annoying Adam's apple. Anyway, this is not about Captain Hook or Peter Pan.
Until you disrespected him, it wasn't about it. That's not what it was about until I had to defend my man Hook.
101 Dalmatians. Now, I have a bone to pick with this movie. It's misleading. It says there's 101 Dalmatians, and you think, Purdy
is the mom.
Yes. Purdy is going to have 101 babies. Yes, I see how that is biologically not...
Impossible?
Well, don't call it impossible.
Biologically impossible.
Don't call it impossible.
It's pretty unlikely.
Not impossible. I don't know. Fucking biologists talk to me. And convince me that a dog can have 99 babies.
Yes, all the biologists listening, please reach out to Alice and let her know that it is pretty unlikely. But, yeah.
Anyways, she only popped out 15 of them out. Very misleading. I really thought they were going to be 99, but I guess not. I guess the rest of them are not even their kids. And at the end of the movie, that's something that kept bothering me, because why do they keep all 99 puppies? They're not the parents. Give them back to their parents. Just the same way that you, Purdy and Pongo. Purdy and Pongo wanted their kids. Maybe other Dalmatian parents around the world want their kids, so give them back to them. Why are you keeping them? Why?
Because of the sake of the movie, they've got to have 101 Dalmatians at the end of the movie.
Dumb.
But, yeah, they only had 15 children, which I don't know if they meant for us to, like, recognize all of the kids and everything. Like, there's too many for me to remember.
I recognize Lucky.
I recognize Lucky and Rolly and Patch. And Patch only because he has a spot on his eye. Was annoyed that he wasn't named Spot and not Patch.
Or Pirate.
Pirate?
I had a puppy once that had a little, like, that looked like Patch, and he had a, like, one eye had a black circle around it, and I named it Pirate.
Well, he should have been named Spot, because that
but
is
But he had,
a
like,
spot.
An eye patch. That's why it's called Patch! He has an eye patch!
Yeah, I don't like...
It makes more sense than Spot.
It does make more sense now that I think about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, there you go. Patch. All you needed to do was think about it.
However...
Isn't that something that you don't do often?
However...
He has an eye patch.
There are only three dogs in this movie that I really... Or three of the puppies out of the original 15 that I can recall. And those are Rolly, because I disliked Rolly immensely.
That's rude.
Lucky, because he was always in front of the TV.
And he's the one that almost died.
And he's the one that almost died until Roger, like, resuscitated him. And Patch, because I thought he should have been named Spot. So, yeah.
Tell us why you hate Rolly. Please tell us, because I don't get it.
Okay, Rolly is... The stereotypical fat
kid.
He gets bullied because he's always hungry. That's his one...
He doesn't get bullied.
Okay, fair enough.
No
he
one
get,
bullies
well,
him.
Well, I did not like him.
They're
so
just like, shut up. But they don't
I
bully
bullied him.
Him
because
yeah,
I don't like Rolly because all he does is complain about how hungry he is, even though he's already eaten, clearly.
No, Never. Really? Not once has he complained about being hungry without already, without, like, with having food in front of him.
There's a point in the movie when they're running away from the bad guys, and they get to this barn, and there are cows in the barn, and they're like, oh, let's give them some of our milk, because they're hungry and tired. And Rolly is like, I'm hungry, after he already sucks on the udder.
I don't think so.
He is.
Did that happen?
Yes.
I don't believe
it. It happens
you.
In the movie. Check
I
it.
I don't believe you.
I mean, fact check that, honestly, but...
I'll let the people fact check it. I'm not gonna.
The other thing about Rolly is he is the only one that causes the most trouble in the movie. Multiple times, they're trying to escape the bad guys.
So you're fat shaming him.
I'm fat shaming... No, I'm not fat shaming. I'm saying that...
Oh, you almost agreed. Gotcha.
I'm saying that... Well, you like dog murder, so... Yeah, there you go. But I think that... Rolly is the only one who multiple times in the movie can't, like, get up the stairs or out of the hole that he's supposed to try to, like,
he's
get
tired.
Out of. Because he's tired and hungry
and scared. And it's a puppy running away from being skinned.
He's larger than the other dogs. Whoa. And he's taken advantage of by
who?
By the bad guys because he can't get out of the way in time. And he makes it so much closer than it needs to be so many times. Like, he can't, like, get into the truck at one point, and then it's like, get in the truck, Rolly! And they do, because it's a Disney movie, but...
And they can't just, like, skin one puppy.
And they can't skin any puppies, sadly. Because that would be awful. Alice would have really liked... I'm keeping this up. I don't know. But...
My name's Alice.
Your name is Alice, apparently. But... Alice would have liked to have seen Rolly.
I would have liked to see the fur coat that Cruella had designed.
If it would have just
been
made out of Rolly,
it would have looked great with her bicolor hair.
Yeah, I mean,
we already know she has a life inspired by Dalmatians. Give her the coat.
Yeah, so that's why I don't like Rolly, because there's so many times in the movie where they're like hiding and he like makes a noise or he can't get up the stairs.
Like it when he slipped on the ice that they were hiding under the bridge.
Yeah,
he's the one that just slipped and rolled away.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a Rolly. He rolled away.
He slid on the ice and they didn't see him, but it was closer because of him. So Rolly, and he never apologizes either. He's never like, oh, I'm sorry for causing so much trouble and almost getting you guys all killed.
Hey, he's a child.
They're all child.
You
They're
have to
children.
Give them a break. They could have all easily done the same things that Rolly did. But you're saying that he does it because he's fat kid?
Look, I'm okay with giving someone a second chance, but I won't give someone fourth, fifth, sixth chances when they keep messing it up for everybody, all right? If it was Spot, I mean, Patch that did it, then it would not be a problem. I'd be like, all right, Patch, you got your one, you know... You got your one mistake, but Rolly is the only one that keeps messing it up for everybody every time. So that's why I don't like Rolly. But everybody else, I like all the characters in this movie.
I do too. They're great.
There's not a lot of characters that I'm like, this character served no purpose. So
I adore Pongo. He's great. He's a great dog.
Pongo is a great protagonist in this movie.
He really is.
He's a really.
Overall, I was just very pleasantly surprised by it.
Yeah.
I love that movie. The sidekicks are funny. Again, Cruella is iconic and she's hilarious. And I just love Cruella so much. And excited that Emma Stone gets to play Cruella. Very excited about that.
I did see that trailer. And that very came out exciting. For Cruella. And I have to say, I don't know. I wasn't super...
It's Emma Stone!
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not super hyped for the movie, to be honest.
It's Emma Stone! You have to be excited for anything that she's in.
Well, fair enough. But I was not super hyped by the movie. But, I mean, that shows that Cruella de Vil is this transcendent villain, so...
She really is.
You know? I don't know if
I have a problem with the live-action films until, like... They are designed to explore a different aspect that we haven't seen before. So if they were just to remade live-action 101 Dalmatians, which I actually think already exist, but if they were to made it just like that, like remake it now, just like that, I'd be like, well, lame. But because they're going into the backstory of Cruella de Vil, I'm there for that.
Well, one thing that you can say about Cruella is that she's definitely evil, and she provides the one good song in this movie, which is sung by Roger.
Cruella.
And then later during Christmas, because every Disney movie needs a Christmas scene. I don't know why.
It starts in Christmas, it ends in Christmas.
It ends on Christmas.
Wait, no, that's Lady and the Tramp.
It doesn't, yes, Lady and the Tramp does that. But there is another scene when Roger's, like, reading his newspaper, and then his hit song, Cruella de Vil, is being played on, like, the radio or something. Yeah. And it's a good song. It's really good. Cruella de Vil, you know? Good song.
It's a good song. She inspired it. She's an artist.
She is evil, and she kills puppies.
We never saw her.
She was going to kill the puppies.
Well, she wasn't. She hired people to do it. She would never get her hands dirty on that.
She is evil. She speeds. She speeds a lot in this movie.
I love that one joke where the driver of the car is like, "Ah, women drivers."
Yes, sir. Good joke. Good joke, man. Good joke, Disney. Sir. Yeah.
So listen, I'm coming from just watching a video of some guy saying that women actually enjoy misogynist jokes, and I'm over here like, I don't think I ever have. It's just unrelated, but some people do think that for some reason, and I have a bone to pick. Anyway.
Look man, Cruella's a great villain. She is, like, you hate her from the beginning. You understand what she's doing.
But
and
you like
and
her.
Well, as a villain, I guess. Yeah, like, you she like is her a good evilness. Villain. She's evil, yes.
So far, I'd rate her number one villain of all the villains that we've had.
I don't know about that. I'd still put Hook or Maleficent both
above. I put Maleficent second. I put Hook third.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I would definitely put
Cruella. Cruella just has more personality than Maleficent.
Cruella is definitely third on my list, to be honest. In terms of villains. She doesn't have a big of a presence as Maleficent
does. She has a...
big as Maleficent? Maleficent is a showstopper. When she enters at the beginning of the movie, she is, like, immediately terrifying.
But Cruella also has big presence. And
She does.
She has more personality than Maleficent.
Maybe,
we only get to know Maleficent's story because of Angelina Jolie. But we don't get to know her personality from Sleeping Beauty. But we know Cruella's personality. We know that weirdo.
I was terrified at the beginning. Cruella was just kind of annoying. And then, like, I was never afraid of Cruella de Vil.
Well, because, like, she can't skin you. You're not a puppy. Yeah, well, and she doesn't have magic.
Yeah, and she never really posed a huge threat. Like, I mean, she's kind of... I don't know. I feel like she's more... like comedic relief at times too, like even with the people from Home Alone that are hired to steal the puppies for her, the skinny tall guy, the skinny tall guy and the fat short guy, they're both,
that's just a duo in every movie.
It's
ever.
A duo in a lot of movies, so I'm quoting them as the Home Alone people, but they steal the puppies and then they lose the puppies as they try to, like, get back, and Cruella,
like, you idiots.
Yeah. She's more of a comedic relief character. Like, she's never really that threatening. Whereas, like, Maleficent turns into a fucking dragon.
Fine. I'll give Maleficent, I think she number just... one. But Cruella's still better than Hook.
I don't know. I like Hook. I have a personal...
Oh, you like the boy bias. Villain character?
I do like Hook. But Cruella is a great villain. I think...
At least number three.
Yeah, definitely number three. Like, right. I can't even name another villain after Queen of Hearts. To be honest. Yeah. She's not as good as Cruella.
She's iconic.
Well, I don't know.
Anyways, that's honestly all I really have to say about 101 Dalmatians. It's a good movie overall, so I can talk more... it's easier to talk about bad things than it is to talk about good things. It's just a good movie, and I really like it. Everyone's funny. There's not a character that I dislike.
It's true, yeah.
Except, well, Riley doesn't like Rolly.
Well, I don't like Rolly, but he still he serves a purpose.
Yeah, there's not a character that I dislike. Everyone's nice. Everyone takes care of the puppies. I like all the characters. They all have some sort of personality that I'm like, yeah.
Yeah.
And so
I really like the wholesome relationship between Purdy and Pongo that also reflects on the relationship between Roger and...
Alice.
Alice, I think is her name. I don't remember.
It's Anita?
I think it's Anita. Anita's her name. It doesn't get said.
My name's Alice. Oh, but silly me.
But I like their relationship. It's silly and it's fun, and the way that they meet is cute.
I like Roger a lot.
When he stands up to Cruella, he's like, "You'll have none of the puppies." And he's...
I like when Cruella gets there the first time, and he's just in his room making music and playing the trumpet.
Yeah.
And playing the Cruella de Vil song, and he just keeps on dancing. I love his personality. Yeah. I love Roger.
Roger's great. So yeah,
I like
all the characters in these movies. So yeah, this
and how like Anita and Perky are like kind of the same.
Yeah, exactly. They're both mirrors of each other, and I like that a lot.
But that's like the first thing that we see in the movie. So like how every dog is a mirror of their owner.
Of their owner, yeah.
In that first scene where everyone's just walking around with their dogs and they all kind of look the same.
Yeah, and I like how all the dogs are sort of like if there's trouble, they have like a barking system to like alert the general or whatever, the colonel of the dog army. I guess.
I love the cat.
The sergeant cat is very funny.
Again, just a great movie. I can't say bad things about it.
Pretty good movie.
I like Raleigh. So, you know.
There you go.
Riley, what's your rating for this movie?
I'd give it a 7 out of 10, to be honest. It's pretty good.
TBA, yeah. No, I totally agree. I guess I don't want to give it a lower score than you because that's not my personality.
Do whatever you want, man.
Usually I give it a higher than you because you hate things, but I feel...
I'm just a stricter grader, to be honest.
You are a stricter grader. I don't want to give it an 8. I don't think we're in 8 territory yet.
I don't know if it deserves a 9 or a 10, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I'll give it a... You know what? I'll agree with you, even though it pains me to agree with you. I'll give it a 7. I'll give it a 7 as well. I think it's pretty good. I think it's a C territory. It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's like a C. C plus. We're giving it an alphabetical grade.
7.5.
Okay, 7.5. And then I'll give it a 7.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Quite a lot.
There was nothing really to complain about this movie.
Nothing to complain about. So. I think we're going to run out of commentary once we get to the better movies that we got nothing to complain about.
Yeah, I mean...
I'll find things to complain about.
Well, I'll have less to complain about and more to just, like, praise.
Appreciate,
like, characters and plots and stuff like that, so...
Okay.
But,
Moving on to one that we disagree on, and I can already tell you this. The Sword in the Stone. Riley, you don't like The Sword in the Stone.
I was excited for this movie because I had not seen it before, and I had seen 101 Dalmatians and The Jungle Book, which was the next one to come. So I was excited to see a new movie that I had not seen, and after watching 101 Dalmatians, I was thinking, wow, Disney's making good movies now. I'm kind of excited for this movie. And I was wondering how they were going to take the idea of The Sword in the Stone and the story of King Arthur, which is a very well-known story that I was excited to see. And it is not good.
What?
It's really, really bad. It's...
You're grinding my gears here, buddy.
There is no plot to this movie. The whole idea of this movie is that Merlin is supposed to train up Arthur, or Wart, in this movie. His name is Wart, by the way.
No, his name's Arthur.
His name is Wart until he becomes the king. And
then they're like, I guess I can't call the king Wart?
Yeah. And all that Merlin does is turn Wart into like animals and tries to teach him about life by teaching like they're a fish, and then he turns into a squirrel, and then he turns him into a bird, and then he takes the sword out of stone and then he becomes king and the movie's over. And why? There's nothing good happens. Like, there's no character arc at all. He's the same in the beginning as he is in the end.
I disagree.
He's not any different.
I disagree.
What do you think, Amanda?
I actually do like Sword in the Stone. I remember because when I first mentioned it, although Riley says he was excited about seeing a new movie, he wasn't excited about the new movie being Sword in the Stone. Because for some reason, he had a predetermined notion, predefined notion, that this was going to be a trash movie.
I had an open mind going into this movie.
And I remember watching it as a child, and I remember enjoying it. And actually watching it again, I could recall a lot of the things that were happening. So I was sure that I had watched it before. I do like The Sword in the Stone. I don't know, man. There's something about it. Something about it that I do enjoy quite a lot. It's funny. It's charming. Merlin is, like, great. I love him. He's great.
Merlin is great. He's a very good character.
He's just great. I don't care much about Wart, but I love Merlin, and I love the owl, and I forgot the owl's name now.
Archimedes, the owl.
I like him.
And Merlin is the main character of this movie. He really is. You think it's supposed to be about Arthur, but it's really about Merlin's journey into, I don't know, becoming a fish, I guess. I don't know. It's really
a fish with glasses.
A fish with glasses.
I love Merlin, and he just brings me joy. Every time he was on screen, it was so funny. I don't know, something about him just brought me joy.
Merlin is a great character. I'll give you that. He is the best part about this movie by far. He is so funny, and every time he's on screen, I'm just like smiling the whole time.
Literally, like you just want to be happy because Merlin is there. Exactly. And I like how you establish that he's such a powerful wizard and he like time travels, because at the beginning, the first time we're introduced to him, he's just complaining about he's like, whoa, we're in dark ages, all right? We don't have electricity or plumbing. And it's so funny. And he just keeps on going with this, like, futuristic mindset.
Yeah.
And he's just complaining about everything in the dark ages. I love him.
Yeah, Merlin is hilarious. And he tries to teach Wart to do all these things.
Wart.
And, he, like, stuff happens to him. And he just, like, lets it happen. He's a very chill character. And his relationship with Archimedes is really funny, too, He's, like, Archimedes is this grumpy owl who, like, wants to hide in his house all day, and
he's the Riley character.
He's like me, and Merlin is very, like, you know, funny with him, and I don't know, I just think that their relationship is very good, and he tries his best with Arthur, and, you know, there's that, but Merlin is great, Merlin is great.
He's just so funny. I just like you, I don't care much for Arthur. He's just kind of there. I don't think he really learns anything.
No, he
but
doesn't.
But I feel the same way about Mowgli.
I agree. When we talk about Mowgli, him and Arthur are the same. Like, I don't care about either of them.
Yeah, I don't care about him, but I care about Merlin way too much to give this movie a bad rating, or to even dare to say that this is a bad movie in any way.
This is a bad movie with a great character.
No.
This is a bad movie with a very good character.
He makes it a good movie. It's one of my favorite characters that we've had so far.
I would agree. I think Merlin is probably one of the funniest, best characters that we've had so far. But he's kind of like Captain Hook and Shmi, but all rolled up into one, to be honest.
And good, not the bad guy.
So he's not the bad guy.
You have to root for him. You can root for him,
exactly,
rather than rooting for the bad guys.
Exactly. But so many things happen in this movie, and I feel like I'm watching multiple episodes of a TV show all happen at once. Like, I feel like there's the fish episode, and then there's the squirrel episode, and then there's the episode where they're cleaning dishes. And
the
episode,
bird episode.
And the bird episode, and then the episode where they're fighting men.
But I think it fits. I think it, in my humble opinion, I think it fits with Merlin's character. As you said, this is more Merlin's story than it is Arthur's story. And I don't know, it just fits. He's such, like, a scatterbrain old man.
He is.
We just get him being like, let me teach you about the way things go up and down and the way life goes around by being a fish. And then he says, let me teach you about love by being a squirrel.
By being a squirrel.
And then it's so funny.
Yeah, I think
hilarious.
Even though it's Merlin's movie, there's no change. Like, from the beginning to the end, Merlin is the same character. And that is the sign of a bad movie. It's the sign of an animation that got turned into a movie.
No.
I don't know who came up with the script and was like, let's make this a movie. Because it's not good. It's just like, you could have just made this an animation series about Merlin, and it would have been way better.
I think there is one.
Well, they probably should have just stuck with that and got rid of the
sword.
No,
I like it as a movie better.
Well, the other thing is, the sword and the stone is the whole, it's the name of the movie.
Yeah, who gives a shit about the sword and the stone?
Well,
this is about Arthur being trained.
Arthur is
to
trained
to be a good king.
To be a good fish. And it's, I don't know. I don't know. I just feel like this movie could have had so much more happen, and you know, Arthur could have learned things about, like, life. It could have been a coming-of-age movie.
And he learned things.
It's just not. It's just not. And Merlin is great, and that's great, but it's not good. It's a bad movie. There you go. That's it.
It's a good movie.
All right.
I fully disagree with you. I think it's a good movie.
I mean,
I loved it.
There's no way to validate why this is a good movie other than the
fact because Merlin.
Merlin is one character in the whole movie. I don't know if you can say anything else that is positive about this movie other than the fact that Merlin is there. Okay, anything else about this movie?
The sword.
Wow, the sword.
In the stone. Wow, the sword and the stone.
That's fantastic.
There you go. Merlin goes to Bermuda.
Yeah, he does. That's really funny. And then he comes back and he's got a tropical shirt on.
I just love Merlin so much.
Merlin is great.
It's just good. I like him. I like him way too much. And I know we're going to disagree.
Oh, we are.
Greatly.
I'm going to give this movie a 4 out of 10. What? There is literally no plot. Let me say it, all right? You can cry later, but look. All of you Sword in the Stone fans, all right? I'm sorry. This movie's not good. I give it a 4. Merlin earns the story 4 points, all right? You get 4 whole points.
If Merlin wasn't there, it'd be a 0?
It'd be like a 1. Yeah, it's really bad.
So you should give it a 5.
I'll give it a 4.
But you said Merlin gets 4 okay, points.
Well, Merlin gets 3 points then. What? It's a 4. I'm not giving it a 5 because 5 means that it's average. And it's not average. It's bad.
I'm going to give The Sword and Stone a good old 6 out of 10.
Oh my god.
It's a 6 out of 10 for me. I like it a lot. And it's just one of those underrated movies. Like, everyone you tell, like, oh, The Sword and the Stone. And they're like, ugh. I told my other roommates about it besides Riley. And they were all like, ugh, The Sword and the Stone sounds like a bad movie. And I'm like, no. Well, it's good. And then Riley watched it and he actually did enjoy the character of Merlin. Forget the plot holes.
I gotta say about this is that there's a reason that Merlin and this whole movie is not a Disney classic, alright?
It is to me.
It's not. Nobody knows about The Sword and the Stone.
It is to me.
Nobody thinks Disney classics and then thinks, I love Merlin.
You
know,
I do.
Now, obviously, Merlin is, you know, he's a treasure, all right? We love Merlin, but this movie is where it should be, in the garbage can of Disney, all right?
What?
It is pretty bad, so.
There you go. I disagree.
Well, that's fine. And all of you can disagree with me.
I disagree.
I don't think many of you will. I think Alice is very wrong, and many of you will.
I think you're very wrong,
okay,
so.
Well, there you go. That's how it goes. Merlin is great. This movie really fails to live up to the hype of Merlin, to be honest. Merlin is all the hype in this movie.
Exactly. And because Merlin is all the hype, I give him, personally, a 6 out of 10. Yeah. So this movie gets a 6 out of 10.
There you go. And then finally we have the last movie in this trilogy of 60s movies, The Jungle Book, which I have read and have seen, and I've seen the sequel, and it was a big part of my childhood, not gonna lie. The Jungle Book, and I was in a play, a version of this movie.
Wow.
So, this movie...
Yeah, tell us all about
very
it.
Near,
tell us all about it.
Very near and dear to my heart, for some reason. And, it's good. I like this movie.
That's it? That's all you really have to say?
It's a good movie. I think it's definitely better than Sword in the Stone. I don't know if I can put it over 101 Dalmatians, but the characters in this movie really carry it, to be honest. The character of Baloo, obviously a fan favorite for a reason. He's just, you know, chilling out. He's having a good time. He's bare necessities and all that good stuff. And then the elephants are really funny. Shere Khan is a good villain, too. Like, he's menacing. Like, everybody's scared of him, except for Mowgli, who I hate, by the way. Mowgli is terrible.
Yeah, we don't like Mowgli.
Mowgli
here.
Is the same as Wart. I think Wart is more likable
than
Mowgli.
I think so, too. I don't like Mowgli.
Mowgli just bitches and complains the whole movie.
And he learns absolutely nothing. Every single time he goes through something, they're like, ooh, at least he learned something here. And he just goes to sleep, like... It's like, what did you just learn?
Yeah.
He was supposed to learn about something when Baloo died, but then Baloo didn't die.
Baloo didn't
so
die.
He learned nothing.
He learned nothing.
He learned absolutely nothing in this entirety of the movie. They try to take care of him and they try and be like, listen, go to the village, the man village.
Man village.
And you'll be able to be saved there from Shere Khan. he doesn't feel like it. Although he sees a girl, and then he's like, ah, yes.
Yes.
That's what I can get
Man's
there.
Only weakness.
Women.
Women, yes.
And it's like, what did you learn? Your best friend literally almost died, and they were trying to take care of you, but you don't care about them trying to take care of you until there's a girl in the mix, and then
yeah.
you'll listen to them and whatever they want that is good for you.
What's that about? Mowgli learns absolutely nothing in this movie. He's the whole movie, he's like, I want to stay in the jungle. The whole thing is like, all right, we need to take him out of the jungle, because Shere Khan is coming back and he hates man because man made fire. And that's the only thing that Shere Khan's afraid of. But they are telling him to get out of the jungle the whole movie. And he's like, I don't want to get out of the jungle. And then he gets to the edge of the jungle and sees a woman and is like, well, now I want to get out of the jungle. And
I'm women.
Because, you know,
I mean, we get are beautiful and
pussy.
Powerful.
Yeah, let's do it.
We are beautiful and powerful, but, you know. Your friends are trying to take care of you, and you won't listen to them until there's a woman in the mix.
The woman...
And she does not give a shit about you. She makes you carry the water for her.
The woman does not care. She manipulates him into staying in the village. I do think in the sequel that there is other things that happen in this movie, like in the
future.
We'll watch the sequel.
Let's not talk about it yet.
But I think that it makes more sense if you've seen both of them. But just watching this alone, it's just sort of like Mowgli learns... that he was wrong, I guess.
Because, no, he doesn't.
Because a woman is more powerful than, I don't know, the jungle and a bear. I don't know. I don't know. But Baloo is great. Shere Khan is a good villain. Ka is very funny as a side villain. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
King Louie, very interesting.
King Louie.
His song, and we don't get to learn much about him, but we know... that he wants to learn the secret of the fire, and that
King Louie.
Yes, King Louie is great, and I even remember the wolves playing a bigger part, but they don't really play.
They
a big
don't
part.
At all.
It's
not
mostly just Bagheera, and Bagheera a good character too.
Love Bagheera.
All very memorable, good characters, and that's why this movie is way better than Sword and Stone.
Well, I'll talk about the Jungle Book now. I don't like it, like, not one bit. Like, I like it a bit, but I don't like it. It's just not that near and dear to my heart. I might have watched it when I was a young lad, but I don't think it's that good. I like Bagheera, he's great. I don't care for Baloo.
You don't like Baloo?
I don't care for Baloo. He's pretentious.
What?
And he...
Baloo is everything that you embody as a human being.
Me?
Yes. I'm Bagheera and you are Baloo.
What does that mean?
You're carefree and you don't care as much about responsibilities and
but
anything like
no,
that. Baloo is everyone who wants to be like Baloo. Nobody wants to be like Bagheera, unfortunately. Except for me.
wanted to be like Bagheera.
But Baloo is carefree. And
I guess I don't like myself, and I don't like people who resemble me.
He's eating bananas, and he's itching himself, and he's having a good time dancing and
I don't
fighting.
Like him. He's just like there, and I'm not drawn to him emotionally in any way.
What?
I couldn't care less about him dying.
Oh my god. I would have cared less if Bagheera died.
I would have cared more if Bagheera died.
Oh my god.
Bagheera is just constantly trying to look out for Mowgli and trying to take care of him.
Well,
and
so
to
is
do
Baloo.
Right. No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not. He loses him. He loses Mowgli. Not on accident. Twice. On his own accord. It's not an accident.
It is on accident.
It's not. And he's weak. A bear of that size could be able to put up a good fight with a tiger.
He fights.
But not a good fight. He's just being dragged around the entire time at the end fight.
All right.
He's just being dragged around. A bear of that size would have a good fight with a tiger.
Well, what does Bagheera do?
I think
do?
The tiger at the end would win, but the bear would put on a good fight.
What does Bagheera do?
Bagheera's just a cool panther.
He does nothing.
He's a cool panther. That's all he is. Also, he talks to the elephants to look for Mowgli.
But then he's with Baloo at the end, and he doesn't do anything in the fight against Shere Khan.
Because he's smarter than that. He knows that he can't take...
Yeah, he lets Baloo take the fall.
Because he's a bear.
What a great person.
Do you know how heavy and how big bears are? He would have more chances, 11 times more chances than Bagheera would have, to take on Shere Khan. But he doesn't, because he just lets himself be dragged around by Shere Khan. Until Mowgli, a child, decides to grab a fucking branch with fire and tie it to his tail. Look, what's that about?
Baloo,
what kind of bullshit
look,
is that?
Baloo is brave and he's...
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
He goes to fight the tiger.
No, he's not.
He lays his life on the line for Mowgli.
No.
Even though Mowgli is a piece of shit, Baloo lays his life on the line for this kid who's...
No.
Who he's met for like 2 days.
Exactly. You've met him for 2 days and suddenly he's your son and you want to keep him? Absolutely not. I don't trust that one bit. I don't care for Baloo. I don't.
I like the
barbershop quartet of what are those
the
called?
Vultures?
The vultures.
You like the vultures?
More than I like Baloo.
More than Baloo?
Yes.
Oh my god.
I like them all better. I like them the best of the entire movie.
This is Baloo
and
slander.
Then King Louie. And then Bagheera. And then Shere Khan. And then Baloo. And then Mowgli.
This is Baloo slander, honestly.
It is Baloo slander. I don't like him.
I am appalled by the stance that you're taking in this... And I know that you're serious about it, which
I
is
am
really
serious
kind of
about
pissing
it.
Me off, that you don't like Baloo, even though...
I've been saving myself to not complain about it since we finished watching the movie, because I knew you would be mad at me.
I fucking love Baloo. What is wrong with you?
Oh I like Bagheera's better. I don't care about the elephants. I don't think they're funny.
The elephants are hilarious.
I don't think they're funny at all.
Look, the old like colonel is like, all right, yes.
I don't think he's funny. The little elephant kid... I only like the mom of the elephant kid, but the little elephant kid, kind of annoying.
Oh my god, I'm gonna cry.
He's just kind of walking around. He reminds me of that little bitch from Tarzan, which I also don't like.
What is wrong with you?
Oh. We'll get to Tarzan. I don't like
that. Well, we're talking about the Jungle Book right now. We're talking about how bullshit your idea that Baloo is
the
worst character.
Whoa, whoa, this is my opinion and I am entitled to have it.
Oh my god.
I don't like Baloo.
Oh my
god. I mean, like, I don't hate him. And I don't dislike him. He's just kind of there. And that's not this love that a lot of people have for Baloo. I don't have it. Don't even talk to me. I am talking to you right now.
I don't want to talk to you.
We have to film
the
podcast.
I don't want to talk to you anymore about Baloo, all right? Baloo is a great, he's beloved.
No.
Baloo is beloved by everyone.
No.
And the fact that you don't like...
I think he's one of those characters that's out for himself and he doesn't really care that much about Mowgli. Out for himself and he just wants someone to follow him around. He just wants the follower.
Why?
He just wants someone who will follow him every step that he takes. And he doesn't care who it is. He just pretends that he likes Mowgli. So he follows him around.
Why?
And he just like preaches him.
Why
like,
would
oh
he lay his
God,
life on the
Baloo.
Line against Shere Khan, the scariest
tiger? People do things for
tiger.
Following. People do crazy things to get more followers and to get love from other people.
My God.
People are
this is awful.
Fame thirsty.
I didn't think this is how this would go at all. I'm very, very displeased.
I simply don't. Again, my favorite characters in the entire movie, I realized after watching, are the vultures. I like them. They're great. They're kind. They're funny. They sing a song. King Louis great. His song is my favorite one. I don't care for bear necessities.
Look,
Necessities.
Oh my God.
I don't care about
You've
it.
Really crossed the line here, man.
Fuck bear necessities.
Oh my god. Look.
I don't care about
vultures,
your bear necessities,
the vultures
bear.
Are more out for themselves than Baloo.
No, they're not.
And I'll tell you why. Listen to me. Listen. Baloo
The vultures actually succeeded at
vultures,
doing something to Shere Khan.
That doesn't have to do with anything.
Yes,
okay?
It does.
No, it doesn't.
Baloo had the power to do more, but he didn't.
Look. Baloo is not out for himself. He lays his life on the line.
Lies.
And almost dies. Just listen to me.
Lies.
Baloo lays his life on the line
all lies.
For that child, that bitchy little child. And the vultures They are out for themselves.
No, they're not.
They're like, oh, I'm bored. Oh, and then Mowgli comes along, and they're like, oh, we're not bored anymore. And even at the end, when Mowgli goes away with Baloo, they're like, oh, well, we're going to be bored again now. Because they only care about Mowgli as entertainment. They want him to be their little puppet and to dance around for them because they're bored.
Lies. They liked Mowgli. They liked Mowgli. They made Mowgli him an because honorary vulture.
They were entertained
they
by him.
They made him an honorary vulture.
Absolutely not.
Because he was sad. They took care of him while he was sad.
Yeah, because they were bored.
They care about him. You know who didn't care about him? Baloo.
Okay, you can say that the vultures care about him, but you can't say that the Baloo does not care about him.
He didn't want to give him away, even though Bagheera kept telling him that it would be dangerous because for him to stay loves, in the jungle. Well,
but in the later bit of the movie, he wants to take
if you love something, let it go. Anyone ever taught you that?
He was going to let him go. Bagheera, okay, so in the, like, climax of the movie, pretty much, or the, like, very close to the end of the movie, Baloo and Bagheera have this talk, and Bagheera's like, well, Shere Khan's coming back, you have to take Mowgli away. And Baloo is, he understands, he's like, oh god, okay, fine. And he goes to tell Mowgli.
He's awful at it. He says, would you want to marry a panther?
He says what Bagheera says.
He's dumb on top of it all.
Oh, you can't discriminate against someone because he's less intelligent, okay?
I'm not discriminating. Yes, I'm saying you are. He's dumb on top of it all.
This is rude, dude.
I don't like his character, and also he's kind of dumb.
He goes to tell Mowgli because Bagheera says he'll only listen to you because you are the one that he cares about.
True.
And Baloo goes...
Which also... Dumb Mowgli.
Baloo goes to Mowgli and tells Mowgli... that he has to take him back to the man village because of Shere Khan. And Mowgli, like a little bitch, is like, ee, me, me, and he runs off by himself.
He is a bitch.
And then Baloo and Bagheera are like, oh god, we gotta go find Mowgli. It's not, Baloo did what he had to do. He didn't want to take Mowgli back to the village. He did it because he knew that he would be safe there and he loves Mowgli. Otherwise, he would have just taken advantage of him and been like, all right, you stay in the forest with me. I don't care about Shere Khan. I don't care if Shere Khan is
going to make no one
in
wants
danger.
To have the murder of someone in their hands.
He wouldn't have cared if he was so heartless, like you said, Baloo was.
No, even heartless people like you don't want to have the murder of someone in their hands.
I totally disagree. I think
yeah,
Baloo,
of course you would disagree that you're heartless.
I think Baloo totally is a great character. Cares about Mowgli more than most of the characters in the movie.
I don't care about Baloo.
Bagheera, even at the beginning, like, leaves Mowgli. Baloo never leaves Mowgli. Mowgli leaves
Lies.
Baloo. Baloo goes to go get
Bagheera,
him.
Bagheera keeps checking on Mowgli while he's growing up with the wolves.
At one point in the movie... When Mowgli...
He just can't take care of Mowgli on his own.
Mowgli goes to...
But Baloo doesn't realize that he's a bear and he would never be able to fully and actually take care of a baby human boy.
Mowgli gets mad at
But Bagheera's smarter than that. Mowgli... He understands that he can't raise a child.
Mowgli gets angry at Bagheera and Bagheera says, fine, you're on your own, and goes away.
As he should!
No, he should!
Teach him! Teach him that he's being a little brat.
Oh,
if your child's being a little brat, you're like, okay. Like, you know when children throw tantrums and they're like, I'm gonna leave the house and I'm gonna leave by myself. You don't say no, you dumb fuck, and stay home. You say, okay, go ahead, pack up a suit and go away. And then they only get to the corner of the block and then
yes.
they turn back because they realize, I'm a child. I need a parent around.
But Mowgli never...
So Bagheera does the right thing.
But...
Baloo allows him to just walk away and
no, he
do
doesn't.
His thing. Yes! Yes, he does!
No, he doesn't.
And he loses him the one time to the monkeys.
That's not his
because
fault.
Because he... Yes, it is! He has him on him. He has him on his body. Baloo's just floating away on the river. Mowgli is on top of him, but he closes his eyes. How good of a parenting is that?
I can't believe this. I am so distraught right now.
Good! You should be.
Baloo slander. I don't think anybody else agrees with you about this.
I don't care.
I think you are the sole Baloo hater. You are the worst human being.
There are 7 billion people on this planet. Someone has to agree with me.
Nobody dislikes Baloo except for you, okay? The fact that you think...
Again, I didn't say I disliked him.
Well...
I just don't like him as much as other people do. I don't think he serves any purpose to the...
Oh my god.
Story. Actually, no. He serves a purpose. To make me mad.
Jesus. Well, that is awful. That's great, isn't it? Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it is great. Baloo, I just don't care about him. I like Bagheera and everyone else better than I like Baloo.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, I'm speechless. There's nothing else I can say. I've said all that I can, and I've clearly proven my point, and I've
proven mine.
It's no, you haven't.
You haven't proven yours.
Your point is like
I watched the same movie that you did.
Your point is I don't care about him, but there's no reason.
I've told you all my reasons. You've been like, I don't care
about him, even though I've clearly been like, you said Baloo doesn't care about Mowgli. I said that.
And then I've told you all my reasons. We'll make the listeners draw their own conclusions.
That's fine. They'll all join me and be like, Baloo's great. And they'll be like, Alice didn't prove her point, but whatever. You can have your opinion, whatever. It's valid, I suppose, all right? But this... Baloo is great, all right? And regardless of your feelings of Baloo...
And I don't this like movie, it's a boring song.
This movie has a lot of good songs, right?
Yeah.
This movie has very good songs.
King Louis' song is better.
King Louis' song, I Wanna Be Like You, is a great song.
It's the best song.
It's a banger. You just jam to it. Bare Necessities is great, too.
No, it's not. It's boring.
Bare Necessities is fantastic.
It's monotone.
The girl at the end sings a song which is like
it's weird. She's just like, I like to get the water from the river, and one day I'm gonna have a baby daughter,
but it's
who'll
still
get the water
but
from
here's the thing
river.
It's still a
and
song
and I'll be at home it's making still... cookies for my husband.
She's making cookies and it's a song, right? As opposed to like some songs in these Disney movies have just been like doobity boo ba ba boo ba bitty boo ba boo boo. There are actual lyrics in the song, and it's not just like a little.
Shooby doo.
Exactly.
It's the same thing that you just said.
But there are good like lyrics and. Like,
which goes to mention, I do love Merlin's song from the beginning of the movie that we said kind of sounds like bibbidi bobbidi boo.
It sounds like bibbidi bobbidi boo.
But it's like halika salika blah 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 blah.
Yes, that's
like that.
That's what I'm saying.
Something
I'm saying
along those lines. It's still a good song, better than Bare Necessities.
Bare Necessities, I Wanna Be Like You. And Trust in Me that Ka sings. It's a little subtle. It's a little tiny song, but it's still a good, like, it's a song. Like,
Ka's forgettable.
It's the beginning of the Disney, like,
we did come to this conclusion that Jungle Book is really the beginning of this, like,
era of musicals,
yeah. Absolutely. And from there, we hopefully will get to them. Golden age.
Yeah, it's the beginning. It's the inception of the great, you know.
We should have a lot to talk about the golden age.
It's the beginning of, you know, the
what we know Disney.
The quest to like Moana and Tangled and Frozen.
Don't compare it to Moana and Tangled and Frozen when there's so many movies before those that are so much better than Moana and Tangled and Frozen.
But it's the beginning of the.
Yeah, it's the beginning for Little Mermaid, not Moana.
It's the beginning of this. Yeah, so Little Mermaid is good too, but I'm saying that it leads all the way to, like, these great movies, you know?
Yeah,
so
I guess.
Jungle Book is a very good, you know, it's the beginning.
Oh, Shooby-Doo!
It's the beginning of greatness, you know? Disney
the
greatness.
The beginning of greatness, but not so great itself.
It's fine.
It's
I think
not
the plot
so great.
Is...
Riley, what score would you give The Jungle Book?
The plot is lackluster. The characters, very good.
And we don't like Mowgli.
Mowgli sucks. That's something we can agree on. He's boring.
We can agree on Mowgli.
The main protagonist is worse than, like, the side characters, which is not good in your movie. And the music's good.
The music is good. I have enjoyed the music in this one more than... Every other movie,
probably.
But, I mean, Cruella de Vil's still
good. Cruella de Vil is good, but the overall movie, there's just one song. But this one has, like, three good ones.
Yeah,
and
I guess.
So I'll give The Jungle Book, I'm going to give it a six. It's pretty good. It's okay. It's
not
the
better
like,
than Dalmatians?
No, Dalmatians is better, uh-huh. I think. I think I liked it more. I enjoyed it. I'll give it a six.
Well, I'll give it a rating... that instead of giving you the outright rating of The Jungle Book, I'll give you my final rankings, my close ranks. And you can make your own decisions on where The Jungle Book would get a score out of 10.
Sure.
For me, Jungle Book's at the goddamn bottom.
Oh my god.
The Sword in the Stone is better than Jungle Book in my eyes. And yes, 101 Dalmatians is better than both of them. But sorry. Jungle Book is at rock bottom. And I think The Sword in the Stone is better. I like Merlin more than I like all the characters from The Jungle Book combined. And the Jungle Book gets a 4 out of 10.
Wow.
Yeah. What you gonna do about it, huh? What you gonna do?
I mean, nothing. Your opinion is valid.
A lot for you to admit that my opinion is valid.
No. I think that everyone's opinions are valid. Whether I agree or not is something altogether. But I will say that I will close ranks and I will go with Sword in the Stone at the bottom because it's the worst one.
Rude.
And then I'll go with Jungle Book under 101 Dalmatians. I think 101 Dalmatians, I just enjoyed the most. Whether or not it's the best movie is something to be discussed altogether. But I do think that it is definitely the one that I enjoyed the most.
Well, think about just what we talked about, what characters we liked and not. We liked more characters in 101 Dalmatians than we did. And there's more characters.
I think of the characters in the Jungle Book as more memorable than Pongo and Roger and Broly and...
Well, I hadn't seen them in a childhood, so I can't tell you about memorable, but I'll definitely look forward to watching 101 Dalmatians more than I'll look forward to watching the Jungle Book.
And maybe I'm biased. I'm definitely biased because of the nostalgia that comes along with watching the Jungle Book. And the Jungle Book 2 is another one that I remember very fondly on VHS and you know, the...
VHS
and Blockbuster and all that good stuff. But, I don't know. I just think Jungle Book just has better characters, better songs. Like, at least more memorable. You know, I might like Roger and Merlin more than Baloo. But I think that I remember Baloo more than any of those three characters, to be honest. So, I'm going to say that Dalmatians is better.
We remember Baloo because he's a big character.
I love Baloo. Baloo is my friend. Baloo would be my friend.
I don't think he'd give a shit
about
you. He
would be your friend, too, Alice. Baloo loves you, all right?
Ew.
Baloo is a
I don't want his love.
Baloo offers his love.
Lies.
To everybody.
Lies.
He wants to train you to fight people.
Lies.
And he wants to give you grapes and
he wants to teach me dumb shit. He wants me to know how to punch a tree in the right way so a banana falls
out.
I don't give a shit about that.
He wants you to take life easy and be chill.
Yeah.
Have a good time.
Timon and Pumbaa?
Well, we'll get there.
We'll get there, but I do like Timon and Pumbaa more than I like
Baloo. Well, again, that's something
Hakuna Matata, better than Bare Necessities.
We'll have to revisit that when it happens in...
Hakuna Matata is better than Bare Necessities.
Like 15 years.
You have to
years.
Agree to that already.
I mean, I've got to watch it again.
Hakuna Matata.
Yeah, I don't know.
What a wonderful phrase.
I kind of think Timon and Pumbaa are...
Hakuna Matata.
Timon and Pumbaa are kind of annoying, not gonna lie.
It means no worries.
Yeah, I don't know.
For the rest of your day.
Yeah, I don't know. We'll have to revisit
it. It's a problem free.
Alright, so.
Philosophy. Hakuna Matata.
Alright, so we'll revisit that when we watch The Lion King in 15 years. Yeah.
I'm rushing through this. I need The Lion King now.
Honestly, I'm excited to watch it, but...
I love The
These
Lion
three
King.
Movies I thoroughly enjoyed more than the last 10 or whatever.
These three movies, I enjoyed two of them, and one left me wanting for a lot more.
Look, you didn't even watch like 3/4 of
Lies. I watched all of it.
The Jungle... No, you didn't.
Yes.
For half of it, you were like doing dishes and like...
I wasn't doing dishes. I was making food. Sorry that I have to eat
running
food.
Running around and not listening or watching the movie.
I'm so sorry that I have to eat food.
I remember a couple of times in the movie looking over and being like... Where is she?
I was looking at tarot cards online, all right?
Yes, exactly.
I like tarot cards. They're pretty.
Well, that's fine.
And I was crocheting, because if you remember, what's the other movie that I pulled out my yarns for?
Lady
and the Tramp.
Oh, Lady and the Tramp.
Lady and the Tramp.
I think...
So I'm going to value them by my yarn utilization.
I think the audience should tell us what they like more, and they'll prove that the Jungle Book is better than... Definitely Sword in the Stone.
No.
Absolutely
no.
Better than Sword in the Stone.
No.
Merlin is one character, while Baloo, Bagheera,
character.
Shere Khan, no. Ka, all very good characters,
no.
All in the no. Jungle Book.
No. No.
So.
Merlin is a 10 out of 10. Baloo's a 1 out of 10.
Oh my
Bagheera
God.
Is a 3 out
I thought you said you didn't
10.
Hate on Baloo, and now you're giving him a 1 out of 10.
Yeah, that means that there's still one
all right.
good thing about him.
All right.
I don't know what it is. I think between all the small, like, okay things, it makes up a total of one good thing. But you have to combine all the okay, passable things. All
right. All right.
Into one.
So next week, we'll come back with another collection of movies.
We're going to sign off, and before we just start punching, start throwing fists out in the open, you know?
So we'll see you guys next week. Thank you.
This has been another episode of this.
Yes.